54 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Como News. Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
I am Tammy Michaels, and you are listening to a woman who loves her job. I walk in here each and every Saturday, and I am skipping into the office. You can verify that, can't you, Art?
I can.
Yes, you can.
She skips in.
Skips in, you know.
When she leaves, she looks sad.
I look sad.
Really, she's kind of slumped over because she has to leave.
I have to leave.
But then when she turns around, she skips.
Yes, well, you know, because I love my job. And what I can tell you is I never take it for granted that I have the privilege as a designer to talk to you about the subject that I love so very much, which is home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. And I love talking about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective, and I'm your pet decorator. So if you have pets, call me. I can help you. That means addressing your home improvement needs. If you have animals, I care. Let's go to Holly and talk about updating her bathroom. Hi, Holly.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. How can I help you?
So my question, we have a three-bathroom home. Two of the three bathrooms have already been mostly updated before we bought the home.
Okay.
The third one, which is, it's like the main upstairs bathroom that all the, you know, the bath or the bedrooms the size of the master share.
Okay.
That's completely not updated, and our house is from, you know, I think 83 is when it was built.
Sure.
So my question, it's not in our budget right now to do a complete bathroom update, but I have heard of people using the, it's called countertop transformation.
Sure.
Made by Rust-Oleum, and so I just wondered if you had any experience with those, if you think it's better to just hold off and wait until, you know, we either sell the home or have the money to update it, you know, fully.
When are you gonna sell the house?
You know, we're not sure. It may be within the next 5 years or so.
Okay. I have to tell you, I've done stories on the Rust-Oleum product, and I think it's a good Band-Aid. Like, it's an okay Band-Aid. So if I were staring at a Wilson Art or Formica lime green or mauve countertop, and I wanted to use a Rust-Oleum product and make it a charcoal gray, a dove gray, or, you know, a beige, I would do it. And I would say, at least when I walked in every day, it wouldn't be an eyesore. Let me share with you, though, a bathroom like this. I'm not a huge fan of the retailers all around the Soto district that sell Chinese granite. And I have a lot of reasons why. I think that the Onyx products that are out, the quartzite products that are out, the real stone is better. But if I were going to flip a house, I would not be opposed to using it in a off bathroom like that. I wouldn't put it in a master bathroom. I wouldn't put it in my kitchen. But in a flipping situation, it would be something I consider. And the thing about it is, it's going to give the look of granite. It's going to look a lot better. And probably 50% of the people who look at it would say that it was better. And at least they would walk in and say, oh, it's granite. Here's what I don't like about it. Almost all of it has kind of a bullnose edge that looks like it came out of the 80s, and it has sort of a rounded backsplash. But if I were on a budget and I was going to be flipping a house, it's something I would look at. Or I'm just giving you several options. Or I would hold out until you could afford to buy a slab of stone to, you know, have installed in there. And it could be either a quartz or a granite. Don't recommend marble for your bathrooms. But
okay.
Yeah. Band-Aid for you personally? Sure. Why not? It would drive me nuts if I was looking at olive green or, you know, mauve, Wilson Art. Nothing against Wilson Art. They make a nice product for what it is. But You know, that's what I would do. But I wouldn't do it when I sold the house. If you did, if you left that for when you sold the house, it would be a red flag to me that would say, I need to gut and redo this bathroom. It would almost be a glaring red light that said, look at me, I've been painted. To live with it, nah, pshaw, it'd make me feel better.
Okay.
So that,
okay,
that's my answer.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, she brings up a really good point, mm-hmm. which is getting us into our topic of this hour,
yeah.
which is for folks that are looking at reselling their house. And I will share with you, you know, you got to look at the neighborhood you look in, you live in, and you should Zillow your own home. Zillow is often wrong, and I sincerely find that they're wrong more times than they're right to the exact value of your home. More often than not, they undervalue your home if there's been any improvements, and those improvements were possibly not permitted, like refacing your cabinets. That could improve greatly. You know, the people would walk in and they would like your kitchen more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that may not show up, and you put in new appliances and new stone countertops and the footprint of the kitchen remain the same. Your house might be worth more because of that. So if you put hardwood floors in and you had ugly laminate floors in your house before, those things could have been improve the value of your home and not show up on Zillow. So what should you, could you do if you know that you're going to be putting your house up for sale? So I'm going to go through a few things that I want you to think about. And I want you to think a decade out, because I don't like, as a designer, I really don't like to do Band-Aids for people. If you're going to come to me as a designer and you're going to want to work with me, I want you to love what we put in your home for at least a decade. Otherwise, you know, you're probably a do-it-yourselfer project.
Mm.
But if you're looking for the resale of your home and what you're going to do, I have some do's and don'ts. This was a great call, and
yeah.
I think other people probably have these same questions. In the next decade, could you be selling your home? And if so, are you debating about should I do this or should I do that? And I'm going to circle back on this Chinese granite thing, because I opened a door. I put my toe in a door, and well, and I want to
yeah.
weigh in on it.
Okay.
Because I get asked about this quite a lot. So this is good stuff. Your home is an investment. So let's talk about that.
421-1000 if you're a local. If you're anywhere out of the 206 area, it's toll free at 1-877-397-5666. Tammy Michaels, Inside Out on Como.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
You know, Sound Kitchen and Bath really loves gorgeous. Yes, not average. Walk into a box store. All the cabinets look the same. I went out to a homeowner's house the other day, and she had some sample doors. Oy vey. They all looked the same. I couldn't tell where she got them. Did she get them at Home Depot? Did she get them from the cabinet shop down the street? Come on. You can have gorgeous. And it doesn't even have to cost that much more money, or it could cost the same amount of money. But you can have custom-made doors. Custom from Sound Kitchen and Bath. You need to talk to Sound Kitchen and Bath. The designer is going to come in and give you options for your kitchen or your bathroom. Sound Kitchen and Bath, I believed in this company so very much. I invested my own money in Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form, or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900 That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Vine at keycompounding.com.
Como News Time, 11:14, and our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Let's find out what's going on out there. Judith Larson.
Well, looks like the 520 bridge is not yet reopened, still letting marine traffic through. And by the way, they're going to do the same thing over at 1 o'clock, close it for marine traffic. North 5 is getting more and more slow, heading from West Seattle Bridge to the 520 bridge. They did, however, clear that stall on Aurora at the intersection with North 85th that was blocking the intersection both directions. Medical response underway in Seattle on Medicine and Boren. They've got the left lane westbound blocked and the right lane eastbound. You're stacking up there. Also in West Seattle, where we've had a lot of crashes this morning, well, we got another one. 8 on the way, 45th and Fauntleroy. I think that's blocking. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly cloudy, highs upper 50s, right now 54 degrees.
Como News, Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
It is such a privilege to be with you each and every Saturday talking about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. And I can tell you, folks have a lot of questions about their home and what they should or shouldn't do for their home when it comes to remodeling, redecorating, and how that's going to impact the resale of your home. And, you know, things can happen that cause you to sell your home unexpectedly. I mean, sad things like you get laid off from your job and you can't afford your home. That happens. Fortunately, that's happening less and less now in the greater Puget Sound area. But, you know, if you are a person that could face that, you should think about that. Another thing that failing health, if you're in a situation where, you know, perhaps the house that you're living in, it may not be suitable for you. Aging in place, another thing that folks consider. There's a lot of things that reasons why folks want to remodel, redecorate. All right, let's talk about house flipping. And for those who want to flip their house, some things that I agree with and some things I don't. Here's my problem with Chinese granite. And I'm talking about the prefabricated, and what they've done is they prefabricated the edge on the stone. And I've walked into some of these places around the Soto district, south of what we used to call the Dome. Mm-hmm. And now it is, south of Mariners and Hawks, our stadiums and convention center. And so south of that area, over there in Georgetown, there's a whole lot of these Chinese import companies, and they sell cabinets and they sell stone. Couple of things I'm going to weigh in on these Chinese products. First of all, their granite and stone that they sell, it's pretty shocking the prices that they have. But to me, what cheapens them and makes them look like a large blinging cubic zirconia, almost what I would call the Liberace of granite. Yeah. I mean, would you want to dress like Liberace every day? He definitely got your attention.
Yeah.
You know, I think if
he didn't even dress like that every day.
I think if Eric Johnson showed up at, you know, to do the news dressed up like Liberace, I might suggest that to him as a Halloween costume because he's got a really great sense of humor. Uh-huh. But, you know, you would take note, okay? So there's something about it that says one thing does, it's a Sesame Street song. This thing looks like the other. One thing doesn't belong. The reason why I don't like Chinese granite in kitchens is because it has that fake edge. And there's just something about it that looks blinging and not okay. Kind of wrong, in the wrong place, in the wrong way. What is that something? It is that bullnose edge that they did in the 80s. What is a bullnose edge? It's a very rounded edge. No one gave them the memo in China that edge looks very dated. And nobody does that today. Today we do an eased and polished edge, more square or square edge, or an OG edge, that an OG, double OG edge, kind of looks like a ripple, a wave effect at the end of the granite. You pay more money for those edges, for the OG, double OG edge. The ease and polish, it's very square, more contemporary, or a combination if your home's transitional. But that granite that you get from China, by the time you bought it, and then they do this weird backsplash thing on most of it that, again, has this curve and odd rounded edge. It looks prefabricated. It looks cheap. So if you are looking at flipping your house and putting in that granite, personally, I think shop around on the stone, and it's worth spending the money to get the good installation, to get the better installation, because what you've done is you've pretty much put a Liberace moment in your kitchen. And somebody's going to look at it, and I think homeowners, what it says is they did a cheap fix on this. If they were willing to do a cheap fix on this, what else did they hide? What else did they do? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come back to that line from Coco Chanel. When a woman is shabbily dressed, you notice the clothes. When a woman is impeccably dressed, you notice the woman. The same thing is true about your kitchen and your master bathroom. When you do it impeccably well, you notice the home. When you do it shabbily, you notice how shabbily and cheaply it was done. And I'm sorry, but every single time I look at a woman who looks as if, she should be appearing on a reality television show.
And, Honey Boo Boo or something.
Yeah, well, or, you know, I mean, seriously, you know.
Swamp people from Alaska.
Yes, yes. But when I look at that, or just, you know, inappropriate cleavage, I mean, seriously, and, you know, I look at that and I think, you know, all you do is look at that person and think to yourself, whoa, you know. Where did that come from? Why, you know, it's not Vegas. Yeah, I get that. You know, but not to go to Costco. You know, mm-hmm. One doesn't dress the same to go to Home Depot and Costco that one might dress to go to Vegas. So the cheap granite has, in my opinion, possibly in a downstairs bathroom, in a kid's bathroom, okay, I could maybe see it. But in those rooms, kitchens and bathrooms, stay away from it. I'm going to weigh in on cheap Chinese cabinets next.
All right. It's 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. It's Tammy Michaels on Como Inside Out.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com.
See, here's something I really want you to know, and that is Bassett is having their President's Day sale. The President's Day sale. This is one of their big sales. Half off all Sealy Posturepedic Dover Place mattress, firm, plush, ultra plush. Lots of sales going on when it comes to that. And you can get half off all beds and save 30 to 50% store-wide. Financing options available. Restrictions apply. See store for details. But the sale only lasts until Monday. Bassett, I really love these people and the furniture.
Do you hate the glare on your flat-screen TV? Do you want to protect your flooring and upholstery from fading? Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Exterior sunscreens reduce the glare and actually enhance your view. Sunscreens and awnings operate by the touch of a button. Locally manufactured, so you deal factory direct. Call Rainier Shade today for a free consultation. RainierShade.com. That's RainierShade.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. That's SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Como News Time, 11:24, and AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, we got the 520 bridge back open to business after Marine Crossing. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock, they're going to do the same thing again. It looks like as you head north on I-5, just as you approach US 2 in the Everett area, we've got the left lane blocked by some sawhorses. That's plural, so that's no small deal. Watch out for that. North 509 at Cloverdale, we've got some sort of debris in the right lane, but it's not as big as a pile of sawhorses. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly cloudy, highs upper 50s today. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories, she's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
I do have you covered and your pets. I love animals, and when it comes to animals, I am your pet decorator. So always feel free. I actually just started a Facebook page for Pet Decorator. You can find it. We're going to be adding
really?
To it. Yes, yes.
Did you put Grumpy Cat on there?
I have not put Grumpy Cat on there because the purpose of the Facebook page is to add information with regard to pet decorating, which I've been doing for so many years, working with people to find solutions with regard to their pets and everything from carpeting, flooring, yeah. pet stains, in carpeting, deodorizing rooms, all kinds of things, upholstery, just pet friendly things for and fun pet furniture. There's lots of pet beds. So it's, I've been on Pinterest with it for a number of years. I've given advice for a lot of years. And so, we're going to have a pet-friendly flooring company that's going to be launched here in just the next few months. And
wow.
I'm pretty excited about it. Well, I've been working on it for a lot of years. And so it's something that the ink is not dry on the deal, but I'm pretty excited about
it. It's about time.
It is about time. Been working on it for so long as a pet decorator. It's about time I can tell you where to go for your pet flooring needs. Anyway, but that's soon to come. Teasing ahead on that. I want to talk about Chinese cabinets very quickly. Here's what I want you to know about Chinese cabinets, which is there are a few vanities I like. Just a few. And they've come a long way. And there are some pretty ones. But I'm still concerned about Chinese prefabricated cabinets. Here's the deal. You go in the Sodo district and they look kind of okay. They look like cherry. You open them up. And a lot of times you smell something that when you open the box, I can't explain it, but it's a very strong chemical smell. And it's off-gassing. And a lot of times these Chinese cabinets can have formaldehyde in them. Now, I want you to think about this. You're going to put food in kitchen cabinets that smell like formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Off-gassing. And who knows what else. I've yet to become a fan of the cabinets. The other thing is...
Isn't that illegal now to have formaldehyde?
It just gets through. I don't know what the restrictions are on the chemicals. I just know that the cabinets that I build, we've gone more and more green, and we try to stay as green as we possibly can. The Chinese cabinets have a particular odor when you open them. Many of them do, not all of them do. But to get through my point very quickly about the Chinese cabinets, my concern is that you see these prefabricated cabinets, but the cost is in cutting these cabinets down to fit your home. They're prefabricated sizes. And you see them and you go, well, these are really inexpensive. But you're not accounting for the labor costs that it's going to cost you to cut down this cabinet that may or may not be safe anyway. And then you've got to install it, and your contractor has to cut down or expand or contract each and every box to fit your home. And that's something that a lot of folks, and then they would have been better off just getting a semi-custom or custom cabinet line. And so that's what I'm going to say. Buyer beware. Buyer beware about the formaldehyde and the other off-gassing. Also, they use pot metal a lot of times for these hinges. The hinges fall apart, fall off the wood. The wood is oftentimes furniture board or a cheap kind of melamine. There are some nice melamines out there now. But a lot of this Chinese stuff is cheap Chinese plywood, cheap Chinese melamine, and cheap hardware. So how is it going to hold up? And how are you going to install it? So buyer beware on that, and that's what I have to say for resale.
We'll continue with Inside Out, Tammy Michaels.
Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. The Northwest's breaking news, traffic, and weather.
It's 11:30.
Was it a one-time thing or the first in a series? That's what police in Denmark are trying to determine as they look into a terrorist attack on a cafe in Copenhagen. Malcolm Brabant with our partners at the BBC says it happened during an event to promote free speech and that the target may have been an attendee who faced threats for his depiction of the Prophet Muhammad.
There was a return of fire from officers protecting Lars Vilks, this Swedish artist, who is believed to have been the subject of the attack. Unfortunately, during the shooting, one civilian was killed and three officers were wounded. Two of them were PET agents from the intelligence agency, and one was a police officer. But their condition is not said to be life-threatening.
Authorities in Europe have been on alert for terror attacks since Islamist extremists opened fire on the offices of the French satirical publication Charlie Hebdo last month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Como News.
Como News time, 11:31, 54 degrees right now and cloudy in Seattle. Now our top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. I'm Taylor Van Sice. A rally is just starting in Pasco as folks rally around a homeless man who was killed by police. The family of Antonio Zambrano Montes has now filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the city of Pasco. Police say they shot him after he threw rocks at cars and officers. Sergeant Ken Latin with the special unit investigating the case says Zambrano Montes was not armed when police opened fire.
We handle this just like we would any other homicide, to hold people accountable. In this case, do the officers need to be held accountable?
The county's coroner plans to call for an inquest with a six-person jury to determine if the shooting was justified. Inspectors have found new settling on the Alaskan Way Viaduct. The area between South Main Street and Railroad Way South has settled up to a quarter of an inch in just the last month. Bridge experts say they're confident the shift is minor and poses no new safety risks to the public. Just this week, state officials briefed Seattle city leaders on how they could shut down viaduct traffic in the event of an emergency. They say they could close the gates to parts of the viaduct immediately, if needed. One of the workers injured in the 99 tunnel project accident is still in the hospital. The 23-year-old man is at Harborview in serious condition. Three other workers were also hurt when a concrete wall collapsed. The workers fell about 20 feet down into that tunnel project. A bold Valentine's Day proposal has Seattle Times readers wondering what the answer will be. If you turn to the back of the A section of the February 14th issue of the Seattle Times, this is what it says. Brianna, will you marry me? Love, Robbie. Happy Valentine's Day. This isn't a little bubble either, hidden among ads for computers. It's a whole-page ad in black and white that takes up every inch of page A10. As for the cost of this ad and who Brianna and Robbie are, we've called the ad office at the Seattle Times. They are closed for the week. And the mystery continues. One local school gets a deep cleaning during the holiday weekend. A norovirus outbreak has sickened dozens of students at a South Seattle school. School officials say 69 kids have been out sick at Southern Heights Elementary in the last week. The school hired a cleaning crew to scrub classrooms and buses. Since classes don't resume until Wednesday, school officials hope that's enough time to get rid of that virus. And a quick update on the port of Seattle and all West Coast ports closed again through the weekend, including Monday for the President's Day holiday, as the union and shippers continue to work out just what the future contract will be to avoid future slowdowns. Como News time, 11:34.
And our Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Let's get the latest. Judith Larson.
Well, Art, the biggest slowdown I see, and it's a goodie, is developing suddenly heading north on I-5 through Everett. Now, first of all, we've had those sawhorses, and I mean several of them, in the left lane, northbound 5 as you approach US 2, but that can't be what's slowing this down, because from that point all the way up to north of the Snohomish River Bridge, you're barely moving, so I suspect maybe we got another problem. North 5 from the West Seattle Bridge up to now the 520 Bridge is pretty pretty much stop-and-go traffic, but that's pretty typical. At least they cleared the scene of that crash in West Seattle on 45th and Fauntleroy, and they cleared the closure of the left and left lane and right lane each direction at a medical emergency at Madison and Bourne in Seattle, so we're looking better there. Judith Larson on Como News.
And our weather, mostly cloudy, upper 50s, and right now 55 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
Okay, we are talking about the resale value of your home and the things you should invest in and not invest in and what's a waste of money and what... All right, let's talk about refacing versus replacing your cabinets. And full disclosure, I do both. I'm a licensed bonded general contractor, owner of Sound Kitchen and Bath, so I'll just throw that out there. I make money on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel about it? Well, if there's any chance that I can get you to replace them, then I'm going to get you to replace them, and I'm going to recycle your cabinets using one of the various salvage companies to come get them and resell them. I bought salvaged cabinets for my garage. I mean, because sure. I couldn't even build them and make them for what I got. And they were seemingly nice. They were a little banged up, but, you know, they were for my garage. And so I think that, you know, your old cabinets could have a new life. They don't have to go in the landfill. And I like that. So, you know, I can tell you that at every opportunity, I personally make every effort if the cabinet is of, you know, is viable that we could recycle it. Now, that being said, here's the problem with looking at refacing versus replacing. The labor could be a lot more than you think. And I got to tell you something. Some of the people that advertise mostly refacing, if you were to look at replacing, the replacing would be cheaper. And they don't tell you that. And they tell you, well, you know, we could add a brand new island and some quartz granite. You'll be up going and you'll be all looking good as new.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. You've got the same dysfunctional space that you started with. And the new cabinets that have come out, the frameless cabinets, first of all, we can build a better box than imaginable. The other thing is all the dead spaces, those deep corners, even a lazy Susan. A lot of these lazy Susans that they put in your corners, they fall apart, don't really function, and you end up with things that fall off the lazy Susan in the dead back corner, and then
try to get that out.
So you've got tongs and you're digging back there, and and then the Susan won't turn because
junk is stuck in it.
Because you've got a pot that fell off back there.
Right.
I mean, trust me when I tell you this.
Been there.
There's a lot of innovative things that have come out now for corner cabinets. I mean, one thing that we design frequently are what I call V-shaped boxes that are very useful. And so in those corners, the drawers are actually V-shaped and they pull out. And they're beautiful and they really, really work. You can put something in there and use that whole space. The other thing is we have kidney-shaped pullouts for the new boxes, and they're made to fit in a corner so that then if you can imagine, it flips out and it flips out again, and you have full access to everything that's in that box. Look, and I'm not the only one that does this. There's a lot of good competitors. I'll tell you a true story, Art. Connie Thompson called me. She was looking for a kitchen that was torn apart, and she called my company, and I said, well, you know, where we are right now, the kitchens that are torn apart are all being reassembled. And she was looking for somebody that was in the middle of construction.
Mm-hmm.
We tear apart and put people back together pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So we didn't have anybody that would fit her space. But I gave her the name of a really good competitor. And you know what? In my industry, there's some really good people out there. So, you know, not just my company, but some really good ones. I think competition brings out the best in people. Mm-hmm. But the whole refacing versus replacing, I have to tell you that I really want you to take a good look at replacing, or at least replacing parts of it. And some of the folks who claim to reface might be more expensive than the replacing. So buyer beware there again. Go ahead, get that refacing price. Then go get the prices of replacing. Look at recycling your old cabinets so nothing goes in the landfill. Because here's what people say. Well, they seem like they're really good boxes, Tammy. You know, they're made out of solid oak, and I hate to waste those. Yeah, but your kitchen's not functional. You know, you've got that lazy Susan corner that everything falls off, and you've got all that dead, wasted space, and your kitchen's not that big. And you could have a very functional kitchen. So what I want to say is open your mind, open your ideology, get bids. Find out what they want to charge for refacing, and then look at what it would cost to completely reface, and then look at, you know, you get a tax deduction if reuse or earthwise takes your old cabinets.
So, that's a good deal.
Actually end up with money off your taxes. It's tax time. It's a good time to rip out your cabinets and have them sent to recycle. So, yeah. That's what I want people to think about because if you walk in and somebody opens your kitchen cabinets and they just see, you know, old boxes and you just put some new doors, but a brand new kitchen may not have cost you more money. Things to think about for resale. So today I'm trying to get the mythology out of these things. So I do both myself. I sometimes recommend either one. But a lot of these people that sell replacing would have been less money.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
It's interesting to know that.
And if I were buying a home, I would rather have a new kitchen than a refaced one.
All right. It's 421-1000, toll free, 1-877-397-5666 to talk to Tammy Michaels, Inside Out on Como.
Picture this, the Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools.
Personalize your home. Look at some different styles ahead of time so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Delta Brizo. Here's what I love about this company, Brizo. It is the most gorgeous faucet and shower system you can imagine. But here's what they did. Brizo brings about the technology. Yes. Imagine, it's like going to the Detroit Auto Show and seeing the concept car. That's what Brizo is. It's concepts that you can have in your home. So if you don't want to be cold in your shower and yet you're trying to save water, which we all are, then guess what? Brizo has created technology that makes the droplets of water bigger. Yes, you save water, but think about wiggling a faucet, you know, a garden hose, the droplets of water saturate your plants more. That's similar technology that's in the Brizo shower head. Only imagine that in a double, triple, quadruple helix of water so that it penetrates your body and you get a warm, luxurious shower. Brizo. I have it in my shower and I'm warm. Brizo. Brizo, available at Ferguson in Bellevue.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
All right, let's go ahead and check our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. And Judith Larson.
New problem just cropped up, Art, westbound 520 right there at Montlake Boulevard. A crash. It's in the right lane. That's why you're slow there. North 5 is pretty sluggish from the West Seattle Bridge up to the 520 bridge. And boy, heading north on I-5, you're just stuck in more stop-than-go traffic. US 2 from all the way from that point up to the Snohomish River Bridge. Now, part of the problem, but it can't be the whole thing, is the left lane is blocked at US 2 because of a pile of sawhorses. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
And mostly cloudy. Highs upper 50s today. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Now back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
We are back. Let's go to Judy. Hi, Judy. How can I help you?
Hi there. Listening to your kitchen cabinet stuff, I have a kitchen that is fairly well organized and designed, but ugly. I'm wondering about whether one can either replace or reface the cabinets without removing the countertop. We have a custom-made countertop. It is laminate, but it's really nice. I like it. Things, when they drop on it, don't break immediately the way they would on granite. And we're clumsy.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if it's possible to do either of those without having to rip out the countertop.
And the answer to your question is yes. You know, you should know that painting cabinets is really tedious and much harder than you think it's going to be. But you can do it. And there's lots of YouTube videos online about repainting your cabinets. And I've had friends that have done it. They've had astonishing results, especially if you go with sometimes this is a way to add a fun color like a teal or it can be something like that, a gray or an ivory. I've seen it done, and it can be an amazing transformation. But it's a lot of work. As far as refacing, sure. In your case, I would say, it's something that you could give a whirl to, and I would be inclined to say that you would get better results, and you can save your countertops. But mostly, what I'm saying is, When you go out and you look at refacing your cabinets, a lot of times, as advertised, many folks will find that they could have replaced their cabinets for the same cost that it would have taken to reface them. So that was more the reason why I brought that up. Let's go to Mike. He has a question with regard to kitchen replacement. Hi, Mike. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking to buy, matter of fact, I had the inspection done this week, a house that's in a great area, but the kitchen's going to have to be replaced. I mean, it's old. It's 80s and never been touched.
Okay.
So I'm looking from the final up. What kind of budget should I have, be looking at? And can I do it in stages?
That is a great question. And the answer is yes. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you is, if it was built in the 80s, start appliance shopping. Because the appliances, and you may not be able to replace them all at once, because if you have a 30-inch range, you want to go with larger range, like a 36-inch range, then you'd be looking at pulling out some cabinets, that kind of thing. But, certainly refrigeration, those kinds of things, you can do first. As far as doing it in stages, I would say you're really better off saving up until you can do it. How much does a kitchen cost to remodel? Can you do a kitchen for $10,000? Yes, but it's going to be you're going to be looking at materials that you may not be satisfied with. You could be looking at some refacing options that would give you a better look, but it's not going to address the functionality that typically existed in those 80s kitchens, those blind dead corners. Do you have that kind of problem in your kitchen, Mike?
Yeah, I want to replace the replace the kitchen. I mean, the appliances, the appliances are okay. They've kept up to date with that, but the cabinets are old, the floors are vinyl, the countertops are Formica, you know, so and the floor is vinyl. So I want to, you know, probably put in some type of ceramic floor.
Sure.
That will, you know, and then go from there. Am
you
I going to be able to keep the, like, the kitchen sink and reuse that? Or
it depends. It really, all those things are such variables, and then it's going to be a variable whether you want to or not, because the price of stainless steel sinks have really dropped. If you have a an iron porcelain sink that you really like, then the answer could be yes, but it might be scratched. So, you know, those are all variable questions. You're asking a very specific set of answers. What I'm going to tell you is that I would say for your average kitchen, I want to see people walk into that kitchen remodel, if they don't have to replace their appliances, with a starting number at about $10,000 to $12,000 for most kitchens. And then the sky goes up from there. You can get, if you want zebra wood, and I mean the real zebra wood, and you're wanting some exotic stones, you know, kitchens can cost $100,000, but, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 to enter, that's going to be at least a starting number. And that's a low number because your labor alone can set you back. So I'm going to tell you that for most people, they need to get somewhere between $14,000 and $20,000 to do something that they're really going to want to live with. And that's going to be a starting budget for most kitchens. $14,000 to $20,000, you can start talking about a comfortable kitchen remodel. That's a good starting zone. Does that sound like a reasonable number or shocking?
No, I kind of had a number in mind and money in the bank, about 20. I want to keep it under 20. So
yeah, and you're going to be cutting some corners at 20. And some of those things, but there's all kinds of ways to save the money. You could be saving money on the countertops. You could be saving money on how the boxes are constructed. You could be saving money on the hardware, on the tile, on the flooring. And there are ways to do it. 20 is a realistic number. And, but, you know, are you going to get everything you want? Well, no, but you're going to get a really beautiful kitchen. And that's a very realistic number.
Okay, that's good. I guess now I close on the house deal and start looking around.
Start looking around. I would say yes, because, you know, you're realistic. When people say, I've only got 10, and that includes labor, I'm like, you know, in our state, we don't pay people what they do in Tennessee. When we look at national averages, when people look at the cost of a kitchen, what they have to understand is what they're paying someone in Alabama, they're not paying them in Washington State for labor. You know, our guys here earn more. Our women here earn more. So, you know, you have to take that into account. The biggest cost can, in fact, be labor. You're realistic. You could have a gorgeous kitchen, and you should really think about, you know, who you talk to, because somebody's going to need to give you options. But you're very realistic with that number. I like that, this call.
All right, phone number is 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. Tammy Michaels, Inside Out.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ILoveMetalRoofs.com. That's ILoveMetalRoofs.com.
You are not going to want to miss out, because it is Bassett's President's Day sale. And I mean, it is store-wide. 30 to 50% off store-wide. You can get half off all beds and save 30 to 50% store-wide. Half off all Sealy Posturepedic Dover Place mattress, firm plush or ultra plush. Lots of savings all over the store for Bassett's President's Day sale. There are some sales restrictions that apply. Check store for details. Bassett's President's Day sale. Don't miss it. It ends Monday.
Luxury should do more than just look good. Brizo Kitchen and Bath offers a beautiful range of fashion-forward products that will delight your eyes and refresh your conscience. Using H2O Kinetic and hands-free technology that control volume and velocity to create the ultimate functionality, blended with focused conservation. Brizo, gorgeous kitchen, bath, and shower systems. Available at Ferguson Showrooms.
Shop Ferguson!
Como News Time, 11:54. Our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, the only blocking problem I find right now, Art, is that crash west 520 at Montlake Boulevard, still in the right lane there. North 5 approaching South 200th, I should say, in SeaTac. I think that slowdown I see is because DOT's on the scene and they got the HOV lane closed there. This by Sam's Club. Let Sam's Club help make this Valentine's Day special with gifts like a dozen premium roses, just $29.98, or 30 assorted Valentine cupcakes, $14.48. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly cloudy, upper 50s. Right now it's 55 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. You have a home design question? Tammy Michaels has the answer. Now more Inside Out.
We are having way too much fun here today. I want to thank Art Sanders, Taylor Van Sice, and Rich Lyons for all of their great assistance today. We had a lot of fun, as always, on our program. And I want you to know you can find me on Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook with my various pages, my personal page, which isn't private. And you can see pictures of my family, my pets, time to time, my house, my opinions on things. I get kind of snarky sometimes, and it's a lot of fun. My professional page of Tammy Michaels, Sound Kitchen and Bath, has a page. Feel free to post your kitchen and bathroom questions there, and Pet Decorator. So feel free to post your kid and pet friendly questions that you have for me. One of the things I want to share with you is if it's pet friendly, it's kid friendly. But I have a love for kids also, but you know, pets have specific needs. And I find that, you know, my decorating philosophy revolves a lot around the four-legged, two-legged, and pets that slither that folks have. I like reptiles, too. I really do. You know, some people don't.
I was surprised. I went one time to it was some sort of animal show, and a lady had a snake. She says, pet this snake. No, but she made me do that. And the touch surprised me. It didn't feel slithery or slimy or anything like that at all.
They really, you know, I don't know. I love animals and all creatures, great and small. Even if they slither. And, you know, folks have needs when it comes to having animals in their home. They have odors. They have stains. And, you know, check out my new Facebook page for Pet Decorator. Send me questions and like the page. Yeah,
little animals need steps to get up on the couches and beds.
They do. I have lots of suggestions. There's no pet question on there when it comes to a pet decorating question that I won't respond to. So it might take me a couple days, but, you know, like Pet Decorator, and we're going to have lots of great pet services and decorating options coming your way in 2015. And I've been doing this for years and finally decided to, you know, really, really promote the fact that we do it. And the page is for free. So all you have to do is go on there and ask me a pet question as it relates to decorating, and I will respond. And I'm hoping that this really, you know, the goal is that it saves pets' lives. You will, you know, Art, I used to volunteer at the Humane Society and PAWS and back in the day when, you know, Humane Society used to be a kill shelter. It's no longer a kill shelter.
Right.
And there are, you know, the local animal shelters, the county ones, whichever ones still exist. A lot of folks are not aware that, you know, sometimes the animals don't make it. They can be subject to disease while they're in there. They're really unhappy in there. And a lot of folks would not surrender their animals if they knew that there were options for their environment, for their home. And they've tried every housebreaking method on the planet. and they just aren't getting there. And so I want to say, go to Pet Decorator, friend that page, and I will find a solution for you. I am your pet decorator. I'm here for you, and I'm here for your animal friends.
That's really cool.
It is cool. Yes. And you know, vets and pets. When you think of Tammy Michaels, that's what people think of, veterans and pets. It's not a bad thing to be known by. And so as I wrap up today's broadcast, make all those decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. And thanks for joining me.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather on KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, and KOMONews.com.
Coming up, more of the day's top local stories on the way. Plus, we have an on-location remote with Talking Real Money coming up. Stay with us. That's on the way right after ABC covers the world. Mostly cloudy. Highs upper 50s. Right now in Seattle, it's 55 degrees.